Welcome to Prosperity Talk with the financial prosperity coach, Christopher Music, who has been a featured guest on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox affiliates, sharing his 20-plus years of experience in financial principles and how to apply them to your life and business.
Welcome to Prosperity Talk. This is P. Christopher Music, the financial prosperity coach. And I'd like to congratulate you for taking steps on the route to financial prosperity by listening to this show. You know, I created this show so that you can learn the fundamental laws of financial prosperity summarized in a body of knowledge I put together called The Golden Route, The 21 Principles of Financial Prosperity. As a financial prosperity coach, it's my job to align correct solutions to help you improve your overall financial experience and help you achieve real financial prosperity in your household and your business while you live your art. With this show, I've decided it's my mission to bring you amazing content by interviewing innovators and experts that are truly rock stars at what they do. These professionals will share their experience and knowledge as it relates to the 21 principles of financial prosperity so you can apply them within today's economic and financial realities. So today we'll be discussing the Golden Route principle, set goals and follow a plan for their achievement. And I have a very special health and fitness guest who will be sharing her experience on tips for setting and keeping your health and fitness goals. But first, let me give you my perspective on this vital prosperity principle. To set goals and follow a plan for their achievement means more than simply determining what you want in life. It's about determining what your goals really are as opposed to wishes, actually creating a real plan to achieve them, and knowing how to measure whether or not your objective is being attained. So today, I'd like to introduce you to my special guest. She began her life as a long-distance runner at an early age, and by high school was the captain of her cross-country team, setting many records that still stand today. After her marathon success, she began competing in NPC fitness competitions, finishing in the top 10 at the Las Vegas National USAs. Recently, she debuted on TLC's Our Little Life and Discovery Health's Little Parents Big Charlie series as the personal trainer. She currently owns a healthy juice bar and a personal training studio in Cleveland, Ohio, serving healthy smoothies and juices along with designing personalized healthy exercise programs and diet nutrition plans. She is a certified ISSA personal trainer and is also certified in CPR and AED. She is the founder of Passion Juice Bar and Personal Training Studio, as well as Fitness by Grace. Welcome to Prosperity Talk, Grace Carney.
Thanks, Chris, for having me on your show.
Well, of course. So, Grace, today what I'd like to start with is spend a little bit of time interviewing you on the prosperity principle of setting goals and following a plan for their achievement as it relates to helping our listeners understand how to set and keep their health and fitness goals, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to start out by having you tell our listeners a little more about yourself and how you got started in the health and fitness industry.
Okay. Well, my story, it began a long, long time ago. When I was 3 years old, the first time I went running with my father, we were running around a track and everything, and my father looks back and he's like, oh, who's the smart aleck coming up right behind me? Because he was a big distance runner in our area. And he looks back and it's me, little old me, 3 years old. And I'm like, Daddy, wait up. So starting at that point, it was back in the days where hardcore gyms and parents were allowed to bring kids in there. So I would go to the gym with him every single day. Of course, I couldn't work out there, but I would just sit on the exercise bicycle and just look around at all like the muscles and the fitness industry and everybody there and the health and fitness. And I just got hooked line and sinker at that point in my life. So I was, from that point, I just began getting into sports and I was into fitness. And even in college, you know, I took courses there and eventually led me to where I am today. I'm a personal trainer and I have a juice bar, healthy juice bar, and I do all kinds of nutrition plans, and I'm a certified fitness nutritionist, and I also do NPC, which is a National Physique Committee. I do those competitions. I competed for 6 years. They're like bodybuilding shows. They also have figure and fitness and bikini in the competitions, and I now train competitors, and that leads me to where I am here at the Juice Bar.
Well, that's amazing. Okay, so Grace, diving right in here, why is it so important to set realistic health and fitness goals, and why would that relate to financial prosperity?
Okay. Well, first, whenever you set a goal, and if it's not realistic, you're setting yourself up for failure, and nobody wants to do that. So, basically, I always tell everybody how it does relate to the financial part of it is you either can spend your money one of two ways. Right now, getting healthy and fit and making healthy and fitness a lifestyle, or later on in life, you can spend the money on medical bills. You know, that it's either or, and it goes one way or the other. The one thing I always tell my clients is take care of yourself now so that somebody else doesn't have to take care of you in the future.
Well, of course. And I think that's obviously a very important point of view. Now, getting back to the other part of the question of realistic health and fitness goals, what is so important about setting realistic goals?
Realistic goals, it's just important because so many people, when they're starting, they just aren't mentally completely focused on what they want to do. They go about things and they're not exactly sure how to do it. I mean, if you have a destination, if you want to go to Florida, before you go there, you either GPS it nowadays or look at a map or figure out how you're going to get there. Well, if you don't have that destination already figured out and just say, you know what, I'm just going to go to Florida, you have no idea how to get there. So it's very important to pre-plan and know exactly where you're going in order to get there. And if you don't do that, it's just setting yourself up for failure.
Well, of course. Now, we all know the importance about having a coach. How important is it to have a health and fitness coach? And how does it work if your trainer is online or virtual?
Actually, it's important because a lot of people, when they start out, they have no idea. Even if they've been doing it for a while, they have no idea. Like, I'm not going to go and do my taxes if I have no idea how to do it. I'm going to go to an accountant because that's their specialty. Hence, that's my specialty, is helping somebody work out correctly. And if you don't work out correctly, the form, when you're strength training, you can really injure yourself for life, not only temporary, but permanently too. That's why I really iterate everybody, even when you're just starting out, even if you're not just starting out, the proper form and the proper way to actually work out. And the same goes with eating healthy. When I have new clients come in here and I say, oh, do you think you eat pretty healthy? Yeah, I eat really good. All right, well, tell me exactly what you eat from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. 9 times out of 10, it's not as healthy as they're thinking. So that's why I think it's very important to get somebody who is a specialist in that area to help you with that. And the virtual training helps because I have clients in Florida, I have clients in North Carolina, that they just can't get here. You know, I can't meet with them all the time, but we meet via Skype or, you know, via email. We go through their training plans, and I have videos of every single exercise, how to do every single exercise, the proper form. I have them a lot of times recording themselves, even just, you know, for the first few plans and exactly showing them how exactly to do it. I tell them exactly what muscle they want to be feeling in, and if they're not feeling it there, then we need to figure out the form if it's not what they're really concentrating on. Virtual training is so much more into it than people would think, because they think that they have to have a trainer right beside them. And you also have to trust your trainer too, and you have to know their background, know what they're capable of. And success stories are huge. If they don't have a success story and they're just going on word of mouth by them, and they have had no prior experience on that, a lot of people, you know, can be hesitant on that, because if you don't have any experience, how can you tell somebody that you're going to help in that area?
Well, exactly. Now, can you give me an example of what a virtual workout would entail as far as an agenda?
Sure. For example, one of the forms are, I can email them a workout plan, an entire workout plan, A to Z. For example, we would say Monday are legs and biceps. Tuesday are chest and triceps, you know, and do the different forms of every single day. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do, exactly how many reps, exactly how many sets, the body parts, which one we're doing, and how long it should take you. And we would go over all that first, and then we would show the videos. So I would say, click on this, to see how to properly do, for example, if I say you're going to do standing bicep dumbbell curls, I'm going to have a video right there next to it, and they're going to click on it, and they're going to see me doing virtual bicep curls. The form, how your knee should be bent, how your back should be, how your neck should be, how your arm should be, how far you should go down, the entire range of motion of the whole exercise.
Well, that's awesome. It's amazing how technology has made it so that we can actually duplicate correct technology and correct procedures so we do get the maximized results in our, and really everything we do in life. I find that absolutely fascinating.
Right.
So Grace, now that summer is approaching, actually here in Florida, it's already here with 90 some degree days. What are some of the tips you can give our listeners to help them get ready for fun in the sun and beachwear?
Well, the first one would be to send me a plane ticket over there to Florida because I'm here in tropical Cleveland. Just kidding. It's actually the first step to getting that beach body ready is getting your mind completely focused on what you want, on what your goals are. So in order to have a goal, you have to virtually, in your mind, you have to see what you want. You have to know the body that you want. You have to know it, and you have to make realistic goals. You can't lose 50 pounds in 2 months. That's unrealistic and unhealthy. So they have to know what their goal is to begin with. So at the beginning of the summer, here we go, even if you start right now, here's your goals. Here's what we want, and that would be an initial session with me as well, even virtual, discussing and knowing exactly what you want. If you don't know what you want, you don't know how to get there, right?
Sure.
So we would discuss, the goals, and that would be the first step. And then we would go forth with a meal plan. Now, 80% of what you look like is what you eat, and the rest is how you form and shape yourself. So that's how you mold yourself, the other 20%. So you can make, I can take any body and make it look exactly how they want me to, but it has to be in a realistic time frame, and they have to be listening to everything I say. So if somebody is training, for example, if I have a client that comes in and they're like, I don't know what's going on, I'm not losing weight, like, you can't lie to a trainer. If you come in and your eyes are all swollen from sodium from the weekend, I'm going to probably guess you probably had a couple margaritas. And if you're not losing weight and you're doing everything I say, it's not possible. It's not possible. 1 + 2, equals 3. So there's no other equation for that. If you're eating healthy and you're exercising right, you're going to lose exactly what I'm going to tell you.
I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated, Grace, by how you say that, because the parallels between fitness training and financial planning are just absolutely one for one. You can't hide your financial decisions or your financial transactions from someone who is trained to see what a person's condition is compared to what results they say they want. So can you comment a bit more about the behaviors that people have when it comes to their health and how to improve those general behaviors toward a healthier existence?
Yeah, and a lot of things, people emotional eat, they celebrate, by food. Everybody goes out and they're like, oh, let's go celebrate. I just did this, so let's celebrate with food. Let's celebrate with drinks. And that's what I always say is that's the first step to, a disaster. You go out and you have this big, huge celebration. Let's celebrate with food. Oh, when I get something excited about something and something exciting happens in my life, I go do something physical. Like I go for, a celebration jog or something like that. I don't celebrate over food, because when we have that mentality that let me reward myself with food, heck no, I'm rewarding myself with a new pair of shoes or heels or something like that. I can keep that forever and I'll always be happy about that. Whereas when people reward themselves with food, I always tell my clients, I'm like, you're not a dog. You can't get rewarded by food, So that's the one thing that, one of the habits that people get into is, oh, wow, I aced this test or I did this and I got promoted. Let's go celebrate with, all this drinking and, we'll celebrate with champagne and then we'll celebrate with a big feast over here. Well, people that work the entire week and they're trying to lose weight and they're trying to get that, you know, that body that they want, one day of bad eating, one day of bad drinking can screw up everything and erase all the results that they would have seen. And during the summer, a lot of people find it difficult because they're going to barbecues, they're going to parties and concerts and everything. It's all fun and games, but it's, you know, what do you want more? Do you want that look and feel amazing, or do you want that instant gratification of the food and drink right there that you're going to be paying for the next day, you know?
Boy, isn't that the truth? Well, you know, you segued right into the next question. You know, summer is a perfect time for barbecues and weekend fun. Now, can you tell our listeners your no-fail tips for eating and drinking throughout the summer activities without gaining unwanted weight and yet still have a good time?
Heck yeah. One of my big, like, cure-alls is when you go somewhere and I typically bring my own food, but the average person isn't as crazy about it as me. So you go there, and of course you pick the best options that you can, and don't eat just to eat. Don't drink just to drink. You know, if you do want to have a few cocktails, my best advice is don't have any of the IPAs, don't have any of the margaritas, the pina coladas, because that has all the sugar. A lot of people think that vodka and cranberry are a good option. Well, cranberry is filled with carbs and sugar. Bad, bad, bad option. So instead, if you're a vodka drinker, I would suggest if you have to drink vodka or if you have to drink, I would say drink some vodka in soda water, because soda water has zero calories. So vodka is always the go-to. It's the best of the worst options, if you will. And a lot of people, you know, they'll go for the IPAs. If you're a beer drinker, I suggest going for like a Bud Light, something on that order that's a lot lighter and a lot fewer calories. And also, if you do drink, have a glass of water, a full glass of water in between every single drink, because that's going to make you drink a lot less as well. And I also find that anytime right after you eat, people just want to, you're sitting in front of all this food and you see these hot dogs, it smells great, it's wonderful. Well, I stick a piece of gum in my mouth. There you go, for flavor. And you're not going to, it's like almost like brushing your teeth. You don't want to eat right after you brush your teeth. So you put a piece of gum in your mouth and there you go. Also, my third and final like big no-fail tip is wear something a little bit tighter so that you don't want to overeat, because if you do, it's gonna show, and you're gonna, you know, and you're not gonna feel that great about it, and you're not gonna feel good when your clothes are all tight on you and you're at a picnic for the summer. So those are my three no-fail tips for like barbecues and stuff like that. And there's always an option. There's always something you can do instead of. And that's another good question for like a virtual trainer. I'm pretty much, anytime they can email me and they can talk to me anytime they want, email me, hey, I'm going to a barbecue. What do you suggest? They're going to have this, 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 and this there. What should I eat? I'm going to be here all day long. What should I bring so that I won't go off my, you know, on a rampage? Some people, all it takes, I actually have a girl who, anytime she gets around chocolate-covered pretzels, she just loses it all and forgets everything else except the chocolate-covered pretzels. So my tip to her would be, like, don't tip that iceberg into there and don't have a bite. You know, so, I mean, and you get to know your people, and, you know, and I've worked with so many people of all, every kind of personality and everything, and you get to learn people more and more the more people you work with. And I've been doing this for, gosh, well over 14 years, and I love it, and it's a passion that I have, and I truly have, and I truly, my goal is, and I always say, I don't reach my goal unless they reach their goal.
Well, that's great. Your passion obviously comes through in your communication. You know, so now last question, what is your advice as a first step that anyone in any condition could take if they're really trying to attain a healthier lifestyle by getting fit and eating better?
Okay. The first step, and I always tell people, everyone, you know, if I had a penny for every time I had somebody say, oh, I'm too old to start that now. Well, no, you're never too old. As long as you're above the ground and you are physically able to do something, it is never, ever, ever too late. So the first step is to do it. You know, don't just say I'm going to do it. Don't just say I'm going to start tomorrow. No, there's no better time than the present, right now. Let's start right now. Don't wait till Monday. The more you procrastinate, the more you're going to put it off, the more you're going to say, nope, we got more time, we got more time. So there's no better time than the present. So that I would say that is the first step, is to acknowledge that this is what I want to do. And then figuring out how you're going to get around this game plan, how you're going to do it. Am I going to go to a trainer? Am I going to throw all the junk food out of my house? Am I going to make my husband or wife punch me in the head every time I grab something that I don't want to eat? You know, like any drinks or anything like that. You want to get anything that is going to hold you back, eliminate that out of your, maybe not life, but eliminate that out of your short-term vision. So that way you are setting yourself up for success, and you are setting your, you're setting yourself and your future up for success. Because the more we do something, the more habitual it comes, the more habit forming. 2 weeks forms a habit, you know, and the more you do something, the more it becomes a lifestyle. You can't exercise one time a week and say, oh, I exercise, I work out, so I don't understand why I'm not getting the body I want. It's something that you do more than something you don't do. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. It really does. And I think it's a really strong point to end on, is that, you know, you are your habits. And if you want to improve what you are, you obviously have to improve your habits by introducing new things that will get you to where you really want to go. Now, Grace, I'm sorry. That's all we have time for today. I'd like to thank you for being with us and sharing your expertise and knowledge. Grace, you truly are a rock star. But before you go... Of course, of course. Before you go, Grace, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you or where they can get more information about your health and fitness tips.
Okay. Well, first, I have a website. It is www.fitnessbygrace.net. And I have an email, which I check every single day. And I always say that within 24 hours, I will get back to you. And that is fitnessbygrace@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Grace, thanks again for being here.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Folks, our financial experiences, whether a good experience or a bad one, really comes down to one simple element: planning. You see, financial planning is a very misunderstood concept. In actuality, it's really very simple. It's all about time and money. Correct financial planning allows us to reverse the sequence from spending time making money, and it allows us to convert that money into time. And I think it's important to remember that prosperity is not only about financial security, it's about abundance and growth, especially with our health, as Grace so eloquently laid out for us today. So grab a pen and paper and answer this one question. What one simple thing could you do this week that would move you forward on your route to financial prosperity, to better health and better wellness? Write it down, make a plan, and make it happen. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Prosperity Talk. Please visit my podcast channel at www.financialprosperitytalk.com to listen to previous episodes of this podcast. I also want to invite you to connect with me on all my social media channels, including Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And you can find a link to all my social media on my website at www.pchristophermusic.com and learn more about the Golden Route, the 21 Principles of Financial Prosperity there as well. I invite you to follow me and have a discourse with me so you too can have a very successful, positive financial experience while you live your art. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Prosperity Talk with the Financial Prosperity Coach, Christopher Music. For more information on prosperity principles and how to apply them to your life and your business, visit Christopher's personal website at pchristophermusic.com or connect with him on Facebook at facebook.com/pchristophermusicauthor. You may also call Christopher's office at 727-588-1540 to request more information or arrange for him to be a guest speaker at your next event. That's 727-588-1540 or visit pchristophermusic.com.